I managed to actually come to the opening. As you can see, the gorgeous Night Smoker in the background. And tonight is the opening of the exhibition, The Protea is Not a Flower. And Lerato Chadi, Robin Roda, all in conversation with Bessie Head, Gerard Sokoto, and of course, Don Matera. So very, very excited. Come with me.
Thank you so much all for being here. This exhibition has been, it's taken quite a while to do the research for this exhibition. And this exhibition looks at the lives of Gerard Sokoto, Bessie Head, and Don Matera. And we asked the contemporary artists, the amazing contemporary artists, Robin Roda and Lerato Chadi, to respond to their lives. Hello.
Been impressed with the monochromatic photography offset with the red walls the first time I presented my work on a red surface, and I think it's working quite beautifully. This is a wall painting of the facade of John Foster Square Police Station in Johannesburg, at a ratio 1:1. It's 1:1 ratio. So it's a fragment of the John Foster Police Station facade. And it relates to a poem that Don Matera composed in the 1970s, titled Fallen Fruit. And it's a piece written to the mother of the apartheid activist, Ahmad Timol, who was thrown out of the window of John Foster Square.
It's just the idea of how do we think through history? Whose history is it? Who gets to record history? Who gets to say what it is that becomes important? And I love the idea of the viewer placing themselves within ideas of what is it that is historic? What gets historicized? Yeah, it really is questions of who gets to be seen as important in history? And are you part of that importance? A lot of the times you read history and you find yourself at the periphery of it. And also, there are so many different types of history. There is a personal history as well. There is a national history as well. There is a family history as well. So thinking through all those different types of history. And what I really enjoy about, let's say, Don Matera, Gerald Sokoto, and Bessie Head, is that when you dig into how they lived and who they are, even as they died, like, for example, Bessie Head was not very rich. She was very humble. And when we think about the grandness of history, you imagine that it's, I don't know, Leopold or Queen something or these people that had a lot of money. But Bessie Head didn't have a lot of money. She died very young, relatively poor. Gerald Sokoto also. But it is how you are in the world and what it is that you put into the world. And it's also the legacies that they gave us. And yeah, I like the idea of having conversations around that.